الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين.
Respected elders, my young friends, ulama, and sisters listening at home, alhamdulillah, it has been a privilege to be here, and inshallah, the last day today, I will try and wrap up and not take too much of your time, inshallah. Just to finish off from Surah Al-Fatiha, every single day, we say so many times, oh Allah, show us the path of those whom you have favored, yani anbiya, siddiqeen, shuhada, and saliheen. And O Allah, not the path of those who have earned your anger and who have gone astray, i.e. according to the hadith mentioned by Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, it refers to Al-Yahud wa Al-Nasara. Al-Maghdub refers to the Yahud, Al-Dallin refers to the Nasara. We make this dua every single day. Then we belie ourselves by going outside the masjid, and in everything we do, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we behave, the way we sit down to eat, in every manner we are imitating the same community regards whom we have cursed. And then in the end we have said, Ameen. MashaAllah, we've said it so loudly as well. Okay, we are saying Ameen, we are making the dua, and then we are just imitating these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards the Jewish community in Surah Al-Baqarah in the 7th ruku, he says, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. O Jews, Allah has given you man and salwa. He gave you the sweet gum, and Allah Ta'ala gave you the partridge. And it was without any effort, no hisab, no kitab on the day of Qiyamah, because it came directly from Allah. So no hisab, no kitab, no effort on your part, but Allah gave you. And now, look how ungrateful they are. What do they say? Look how ungrateful they are. They say, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah gave them two types of food. But they say, we can't persevere with one food. They should have said, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامَيْنِ. Does that remind ourselves of ourselves? Can you know how much of the favors of Allah we utilize every single day, and then we never have the opportunity to say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. I'll teach you, inshallah, one dua from a hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullahi, and it's a beautiful dua. Every individual should memorize it here. In fact, I recommend, you know, this is my request to the members of the committee and the management. If you can have this dua and post it on your notice board in the morning and in the evening, if you read this dua, you have fulfilled every single, you know, whatever Allah Ta'ala has relayed upon you, any favors upon you, you have fulfilled the favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala just by reading this dua. It's a hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi in his Sunan. Whoever reads in the morning and then in the evening. In the morning you read, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And in the evening you will say, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. If you've read this dua, you've repaid, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala, for every favor that Allah has bestowed upon you. Allah will not ask you for that day of the favors that He conveyed upon you. Such a beautiful, small dua, yet Rasulullah has made it so easy for us. So we don't become amongst those who follow the path.